Hey everyone, it's Pat Macedi, 2:30 here in Alice Springs. Just had an amazing, amazing time with two exceptional leaders. Great young couple. Not going to mention their names. They don't want me to mention their names, and I won't mention their names, so please don't ask. There's a lot of reasons why. But we're praying for a really effective door to be open to us for the future here in Alice Springs. And I've got to say, this morning's breakfast was wonderful. Thank you to Pastor Sherry for coordinating it. Wasn't a big group, but certainly an intimate group. If you haven't seen the message, I know the sound wasn't that great. I probably shouldn't have tuned into the cafe Wi-Fi, but it was great, especially when an Indigenous pastor, and you've got to really listen in, to hear what he had to say about what's going on with the young people, and then him to pray in his native language. What I didn't know up here is that many of the Indigenous people up here, English is like their third language. And someone said, Pat, you're going to go roaming down the street and interviewing the kids at night. I don't need to give the enemy any more exposure for these evil works that he's done than what he's already got. I know what those kids are like. Half of them are doped out or drugged up, so I've got no intention of doing that. I'm more than happy to go and witness to them. But this morning's breakfast was great. Interesting, this morning went into the mall, met this fiery cleaner, and let me tell you, she's a fireball, an absolute firecracker. Just amazing. So you want to watch those two interviews that we did. I mean, walk into the mall and there's a cleaner. She's just an on-fire believer, just really believing for a great breakthrough. And then met one of the leading Aboriginal, let's say matriarchs here. Amazing interview. I'm not posting that interview up, by the way. Going to keep that for a later time. But today at lunch, myself and Dan, who's with me, we had an amazing lunch. And tonight going to a special meeting. We won't be broadcasting that. Obvious reasons why we're not broadcasting it. But let me tell you what happened, what we found out. When we landed here at Alice Springs, we noticed this big high heel thing. And I knew it had something to do with, the post Mardi Gras stuff. And let me just say this. I've got a lot of friends that are gay. I don't care. They're my friends. And what they do in their lifestyle, it's okay. A lot of them, that's what they choose. It is not my business. That's not my business. That's not my place to judge. But when it comes to activism, it's a different thing. What I found out is where we were supposed to have our meeting on the Wednesday night when we got up here in the mall. Well, guess what? Up here, there's an event called Fab Alice. Oh, Fab Alice. Have a guess. Just look it up. Fab Alice. Have a look at where the mall and the land that's owned by the you-know-who church up here. Have a look where they're having their celebration. Right at Todd Mall, on the same grounds where we were supposed to have our meeting on Wednesday. Now, let me get this straight. A guy comes from the Gold Coast to try and reach some street kids, some troubled kids, and I get cancelled. But a church that's supposed to represent this message that we're bringing cancels me over prosperity message, which I'm not buying that one bit, but is allowing the celebration, watch this, drag queen stuff up there, drag queens reading the kids. I'm not saying all this is happening on their lawn, but The big celebration, which I think is on Saturday, guess where it's happening? On their very property. This is wokeism gone mad. Now, if people want to celebrate their lifestyle, that's not my business. I don't care. I literally don't. I'm not here to be anybody's policeman, and I'm not, and neither are you, any of you out there. But for a church to cancel a Christian, even if I was doing a motivational message up there, and say no, but yet allow the celebration along with all the other stuff and grooming and all the other stuff that goes along with this stuff to happen on their property, on their lawns. Now, I know they're going to say, well, it's public. Yeah, but it was public as well for me. It was public for the people that were helping me. But we get cancelled and they get celebrated. Look it up. It's all up there. And I'm not here to promote. If you look it up, Fab Alice, they're there celebrating. God knows whatever they're celebrating. This is not going to help the Indigenous people, the broken people, one bit up here. And again, people have got a right to do whatever they choose. They do. If you want to celebrate your sin, go ahead. You want to celebrate your righteousness, go ahead. You want to celebrate whatever. But here's my but. It is confusing. It is, might I say, immoral. It is an abomination to stop an outreach on the properties of a building that's dedicated to God, yet you celebrate and allow something that is very clearly different to the what the Bible says. And by the way, I got friends of mine that, okay, we agree to disagree. It's all good. Well, it's not all good, but I agree to disagree. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm not here to be anyone's policeman. I came here to help a broken community. And the very people that canceled an Indigenous gathering, by the way, organized by Indigenous people, you canceled. Yet this weekend, up here, the celebration of a very confused con- You know what I think sometimes with all this stuff that's going on? With all these, I mean, in America, you know, today was Women's Day, celebrated International Women's Day in America, from what I saw. A man got the award. Where are all my feminist females outraged about that? And sadly, a lot of the church, let me say, especially the Uniting Church, is buying into this. Now, not all, is buying into this stuff. It's wokeism gone mad. It is bent Christianity. These guys are having what I call out-of-Bible experiences based on progressive culture. I wanted to let you know, because yesterday I was sitting here with Dan and we were trying to figure out a few things. We noticed posters, and then I went on the website, and the very place that cancelled us is celebrating this alternative, or whatever you want to call it, lifestyle. And once again, hear me. I'm not here throwing rocks at anybody. I just think it's incredibly inconsistent. And the other thing is, today we just met a most amazing, wonderful couple that have been up here, and we're going to a meeting tonight, just small meeting. We're not bringing cameras in. We're not going to spook the people out, where the Indigenous people are really allowed expression, allowed faith, allowed to be who they are, because they really are connected in spirit to God. And I'm looking forward to that. I actually am just going in as an observer, because we didn't come here to be another bunch of, you know, olive-skinned guys, you know, white-skinned guys trying to tell the Indigenous people what they need. They know what they need. And I tell you what, Albanese has got a problem going on his hands, because they're not voicing the voice of the people up here, at least the real people. The people that are suffering medically, that are suffering through domestic violence, that are suffering through addiction to alcohol. Let me tell you, the stroke of a man's pen on a constitution isn't going to change a darn thing at all. And I know I can be shadow banned and blocked on social media for all of this, but them's the facts. I think it's time they start listening to Jacinta Price a little bit more. It's interesting to me how many of the local people know her, love her, honour her, but that ain't their name, Prime Minister. They don't even know the name of the Indigenous Minister. And we could have spent all day filming. I'm not a film crew. I'm a speaker. I try and bring some light as best I can to people. But that's the latest. I'm looking forward to tonight's meeting up here. And thanks, everyone, for your support, your prayerful support. But that's the reality of life under woke culture. That's the reality. You got churches that represent Christ, yet in the we're sacrificing the lives of people on the altar of wokeism, progressive culture, and what they call tolerance, which is total intolerance. When you've got someone like me who's on the right, but let me remind you that the Proverbs says that the ways of the Lord lean to the right, ways of the foolish lead to the left. Make of that what you will. But leftist ideology and socialism, which is governed by control. Do you know, one of the things that I learned today was that a lot of the Indigenous communities out here, when they were allowed to look after themselves, they were doing well. But when certain political leaders came in, putting in government controls, almost forcing the people to move out of their community and into the central area to go and get their payments and benefits and all that, that's when a lot of problems happened. When they started handing out all this cash without a purpose, that's when a lot of problems happen. And believe you me, there are some real needs up here. There are some real medical needs up here. There are some real needs for care, medical care up here. Now, the prisons are full. They can't take any more people in. So the solutions that the leftist governments are bringing in, and might I say the Liberal Party didn't do themselves any favour either, their solutions don't work. And there's only one solution, one, that I know of that can really help. And that's what we're going to bring to Alice. So we're going to bring to Alice Springs. May not be this week, may not be next week. And what I also want to do is we want to do something up here that is long-term and sustainable. We don't want to ride in like some shotgun cowboys pretending we know answers. No, we've been talking to people. People that have been up here 10, 14, 15, 18 years. I didn't broadcast at all. I'd be on the phone all day broadcasting. And quite frankly, some people put comments up here. Oh, have you done this? Have you done that? Have you tried this? Have you tried that? Honestly, I'm 64 years of age. I've been around the block. So please, you know, sometimes just make a nice comment, be encouraging, but don't tell me what I should and shouldn't be doing. If you want to do that, you come up here and you do it. And I mean that with much respect and love, because it gets quite frustrating. And again, when you open yourself up to social media, you're open to, for comment, and I appreciate all the comment, and I appreciate the heart and the spirit. But when you're up here dealing with real dark forces, and not just dark, but deceptive, it's so deceptive. And when you try and trap this deceptive demonic stuff, it jumps the other side. it jumps to the other side. Wokeism plays both sides of the fence. It plays nothing. And let me say this about woke. Woke is the counterfeit of the born-again experience. Born-again means that we are awake, awakened. We are, our soul is awakened. The enlightenment they're out there doing with the Greens and everybody else. And by the way, how's Adam Bandt's superannuation investments into various coal mining industries going? I thought he didn't like them. I thought he had issues with that. Have a look at it. Have a look at what came out today about his investments and his super. Have a look at where he's investing. It's not good for you, not good for me, but it's okay for them. It's okay. See, the elites have got a law unto themselves. And that's why we need to wake up Australia. And as I was saying, this woke culture is a counterfeit of real spiritual awakening. That's what it is. It's been awake, the woke. They want you to be awake to this progressiveness, this deceptiveness, this lie, this trap that does not work. It doesn't work. You want to stop the problems up here in Alice? How about you stop the alcohol? Stop it. Elders around here don't want it. They don't want it. Some of this perversion stuff, they don't want it. But of course, what they want and what progressive left white leaders think they need are two different things. And that's the problem. The problem is they're not allowed to rule on the basis of what they believe. And trust me, a lot of these people are incredibly God-fearing people, but they're just not allowed. And when, as I've said before, when I read the scripture, it says every nation, every tribe, every language. God never mentions color. There's one color that runs through all of men, and it's red, blood red. And that's what this area needs. Anyway, as I said, or as I said of me and one of the indigenous pastors up here, we're very simplistic. So what would we know? What would we know? Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'll keep you posted tomorrow. Hey, this Sunday, I've got a message. I've got a message. Put your notifications on. It's called Honey, We Lost the Lost. Honey, We Lost the Lost. Remember that old movie that came out years ago called Honey, We Lost the Kids, or Honey, We Shrunk the Kids? Well, this one's called Honey, We Lost the Lost. And then the following week, I have got one of the greatest speakers I have ever heard. It's going to be streamed, not this Sunday, the following Sunday, but just make sure that you set your notifications on 8 a.m. Brisbane time, wherever it is, everywhere else. You don't want to miss this Sunday's message. And I'll tell you what, you certainly don't want to miss the following Sunday's message. God bless you, everyone, and thank you, and God bless you.